Intro. Hi, in this lesson we'll build a soda-style call-and-response vocal blueprint in Ableton Live 12, tuned for smoky warehouse drum and bass vibes. This is an intermediate, mixing-focused workflow, tight, intelligible call phrases up front, darker, reverberant response phrases behind them, plus a parallel vocoder texture for smoky atmosphere without sacrificing clarity. Follow along and we'll route, process, and glue everything so your vocals sit in the mix like they belong to a damp, dim room. Which you'll end up with by the end. You'll have a 1632 bar loop blueprint with a short, upfront call vox stem, a darker, longer resp vox stem, a parallel vocoder texture routed via a return, two shared sends for reverb and delay tuned for warehouse character, and mix chains including EQ, saturation, glue compression, de-essing slash multiband shaping, and sidechain ducking for DNB energy. Preparation start. By importing your recorded call and response phrases into two separate audio tracks, call vox for the short phrases and resp vox for the longer response phrases. Set warp mode to complex pro only if you need heavy timing fixes, otherwise keep the default for natural transients. Create two return tracks, RREV with hybrid reverb and RDEL with echo. Use global send A for reverb and send B for delay so both vocal tracks can share the same spatial processing. Clip gain and cleanup. Use clip gain to roughly balance peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS before effects. Put EQ8 on each vocal early in the chain. High pass the call vox at about 120 Hz and the resp vox at about 80 Hz to keep low end reserved for instruments. For the response, gently dip 200-500 Hz by 24 dB to remove low mid buildup. Tightening and de-essing tame sibilance, with multiband dynamics or dynamics focused around 4-8 kHz to 6 dB reduction as needed. An alternative is an audio effect rack with an EQ8 feeding a compressor for manual de-essing. On the call vox, use a compressor with medium attack around 1020 ms, medium release a 150 ms, ratio 2:1:3:1, targeting 2-4 dB of gain reduction. To keep the call present and consistent. Color and body. Add subtle saturation for character. Use saturator soft clipping or a touch of drum bus drive. For call vox, keep drive low, roughly 1-3 dB of audible warmth. For resp vox, use gentler saturation but allow a touch more low mid emphasis or soft clipping for analog grit. Use utility to collapse low frequencies to mono below about 200 Hz by setting width to 0-10% under that band to stabilize the bass. Designing call vs response contrast. Build different chains for contrast. A practical call vox chain is EQ8 HB tilde 120 Hz right arrow compressor light right arrow saturator right arrow glue compressor light right arrow send levels. Keep the dry slash wet balance leaning dry. Reverb send around 20-30% and delay send around 10-15%. For resp vox use, EQ8 HB tilde 80 Hz. Dip 300-500 Hz right arrow gate if you want rhythmic chopping right arrow saturator subtle right arrow multiband dynamics to tighten low mids right arrow send levels with more reverb and delay. Reverb 50-70%, delay 30-40%. This gives a darker, room-filling shout back. Create the warehouse reverb and delay on RREV with hybrid reverb. Blend convolution and algorithm around 60% convolution for realism. Set size slash decay between 2.5 and 4.0 seconds depending on how far back you want the response. Use Predelay 20-35 ms on calls to preserve consonants. You can push it longer for responses or tempo sync it for groove. High pass the reverb input, around 600-800 Hz or at least 200-600 Hz depending on density, to remove low rumble from the tail. Use diffusion and low damping to make the tail smoky and dense, and roll off wet highs around 6-8 kHz to keep things dark. On RDEL with echo, tempo sync dotted 1/16 or 1/8 repeats for DNB swing. Use lower feedback for calls, 20-35%, and higher for responses, 35-55%, but automate feedback decay so tails don't clutter later bars. Filter the feedback loop. Low bass around 4-6 kHz and high bass around 400 Hz. Add the unit saturation knob for extra grit. Vocoder parallel, setup overview. We'll make a parallel vocoder texture that reads the resp vox as the modulator and a dark pad as the carrier. It lives on a return so it blends as an ambient layer. Modulator, prepare the vocal duplicate resp vox into resp vox mod or create an audio track whose input is the resp vox output. On the modulator, high pass near 200 Hz. Compress lightly to even out the envelope. Consistent level helps the vocoder read consonants reliably. Carrier. Build a dark pad. Create an instrument track with wavy double or analog. Build a harmonically rich pad. Saw or pulse on OSC 1. A detuned saw 1 octave lower on OSC 2. Low pass the filter around 1-2 kHz. Add a slow LFO to cut off for motion. Keep the carrier full in the mids but roll off extreme highs. Configure the vocoder. Insert vocoder on the carrier track after the synth. Start in classic mode for better intelligibility. Set bands to 32 as a starting point. Increase to 48-64 if you need clearer consonants. In the vocoder device, set the sidechain modulator to ResPhox mod so the vocoder reads that signal. Adjust band spread and a small positive formant value 0.10.3 if you want a slightly human shape, negative to darken. Shaping intelligibility. Pre-EQ the modulator, boost formant regions around 1-3 kHz slightly and cut below 150-200 hz to prevent carrier smearing. Compress the modulator to flatten dynamics. In the vocoder, raising bands to 48 plus improves consonant clarity. On the carrier, reduce highs so the vocoder focuses on mid-range formants. Blend the vocoder in context, create a dedicated return RVOC and place the vocoder chain on it, or route the vocoder output to that return. Make the vocoder device fully wet. The return is what you'll blend. Start the vocoder level low, around -12 to -8 dB under the main vocal, and automate rises on response sections for smoky swells. Add an EQ after the vocoder to roll off below 200 hz and tame highs above 8-10 kHz. Glue compress lightly and add a small hybrid reverb with a shorter tail, then the main reverb to place it in the room. Sidechain the vocoder return to the kick with a medium fast attack and short release so the beat breathes. Vocal bus and blue group call Vox and ResPhox into a vocal bus. On that bus, use EQ8 for gentle shaping and a glue compressor set, with a fastish attack of 310 ms and a medium release around 0.2-0.6 seconds. Aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction to glue the parts. Multiband dynamics on the bus can tame response tails that mask mids. Ducking for drum sidechain the vocal bus to the kick/snare transient bus. Use a compressor with external sidechain set to the kick or transient trigger. Ratio around 3:1. With threshold set for about 3-5 dB of ducking. Pass attack and medium release preserves DNB punch without killing vocal presence. Automation and movement. Automate the reverb send to increase RREV on ResPhox during tails and reduce during dense sections. Automate the vocoder send and decay to create misty swells. Automate low cut on the reverb or transient shaping to avoid masking when bass hits. Use macros to control reverb send, vocoder band count and response delay feedback for quick, performance-friendly tweaks. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwhet the calls. Too much reverb kills intelligibility. Keep calls around 20-30% wet. Always high-pass your reverb and delay sends or wet outputs to avoid mud in the low end. Don't forget to route and compress the modulator. An uncompressed modulator makes a weak vocoder. Use 32-plus bands on the vocoder for clarity. Too few bands become mushy. Avoid widening everything. Keep low-end mono and the main call centered. Don't overcompress calls. Conservative gain reduction preserves impact. Pro tips. Map macros for reverb send, vocoder band count, and response delay feedback for live control. Try parallel processing. Duplicate the call. Heavily compress and saturate the duplicate and blend it under the dry signal for presence without killing dynamics. Use transient shaping to emphasize call attacks. Add light erosion on ResPhox for airy texture. Use mid-side EQ on reverb returns. Reduce center low mids and boost sides around 1.53 kHz for roominess. Automate vocoder band count or formant during builds for evolving texture. Mini practice exercise. Make a 16-bar loop. One place a 4-bar call at bars 1 and 9. And a 4-bar response at bars 5 and 13. 2-call chain, HB120 hz, light compression, saturator, reverb send 25%, delay send 12%. 3-resp chain, HB80 hz, multiband dynamics, saturator, reverb send 60%, delay send 40%. 4-vocoder, duplicate ResPhox to ResPhox mod, create a wavy-able carrier pad, route modulator to vocoder, bands equals 48, mode classic. Put vocoder on a return and blend at -10 dB. 5. Add glue compressor on the vocal bus for about 2 dB of reduction and sidechain lightly to the kick. 6. Export a quick mix and a slash B with and without the vocoder, so you can hear how the smoky layer contributes. Recap. This blueprint is about purposeful contrast, tight, clear calls up front and dark, long responses behind, with a parallel vocoder for smoky ambience. Use clip gain and EQ8 for cleanup, compressor and glue for control, saturator and drum bus for grit, hybrid reverb and echo on returns for the warehouse feel, and a compressed modulator with wave-eatable carrier for the vocoder texture. Protect intelligibility by pre-eking the modulator, using enough vocoder bands, setting pre-delay, and keeping wet mixes conservative for calls. Final coach notes. Mindset and workflow. Start each session with a purpose. Decide where the call must sit and set a loudness anchor for the call stem. Mix in context. Set drums and bass roughly before committing to big reverb or vocoder processing. Keep processing order consistent. Clip gain right arrow HP, EQ right arrow DSR / dynamics right arrow saturation right arrow compression right arrow sends right arrow bus glue. Use sends for REV, RDEL and RVOC to share space and save CPU. Pre-delay is your friend. Use it to keep consonants clear while adding size. If you're CPU bound, resample the heavy chains once you're happy. All right. Load up Live 12, route your stems, and start sculpting the call and the smoke. Small surgical moves and consistent signal flow will get you that smoky warehouse feel while keeping the call crystal clear in a drum and bass mix.